Recording. Start recording. Start recording.
There it
start
is.
Recording. Start recording.
It's there.
I was sitting there waiting and nothing happened.
And then something happened.
You realized so I had that to you shut had it down, turn it back on again.
Reboot.
Oh, you had an issue.
I did. Oh, sounds like you've got a phlegm issue.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not me with a phlegmy issue this time.
I got all sorts of. I might start honking and blowing myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Honk. Hold it.
We haven't.
For now.
Honking and blowing. That's what this.
We haven't had a phlegmy episode in a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be Flemish.
Funny, you don't look Flemish.
Should we
you
start?
Sound Flemish, though.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, whatever.
Are you recording, Larry?
Hell yeah.
Oh, good. Let's go.
Scooby-Doo.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
I will reach through the Zoom, and I will rip your face off. No, I will tear your throat out. Stop it. Stop it.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're artificial friends.
Andy,
that brought about a visceral response.
Give me that high Mariah Carey, that note that she does. That one that just brings bats from.
All I want for Christmas. Yeah. You know what? I got to admit something. A guilty pleasure.
That song?
No, not that one.
It's not a bad song. It's actually
it's
not
good
a bad
once,
song.
It's good for about 40 seconds once a year, and then you're like, okay, I've had enough. I'm good. Yeah, it's like bowling.
It is now every format, every department store. It is the new White Christmas of our generation. It is always on.
However, Vivian and Lara were in Trader Joe's the other day, and they heard one of my new modern classic favorite Christmas songs.
We lost Josh. Okay?
We lost Josh already.
All right.
He threw off his headphones and he doesn't want to even hear
it. Nah, he's just grinching it right now. It's like, I'm out. should we hold, please, or you want to continue?
I don't know what's going on over there. I'm a little concerned.
I hope it's nothing.
Yeah. Wow. He literally yanked his headphones off and said, I don't know what he said, like hold it or something, and he walked off the screen.
Yeah.
It's protest. That's really frightening.
Well, perhaps somebody, there was a plea for help, or there's a dog barfing somewhere. I don't know.
We can only hope.
Well, we'll hear.
Anywho, yeah. The song is Nick Lowe, Christmas at the Airport. Nick Lowe put out a terrific Christmas album a few years ago.
If you remember, if the chemo brain ever comes back, you may remember that you touted that
one year ago?
Or didn't we do that in the summertime this year? Yeah.
Oh, it might have been. It might have been. That's right.
Favorite Christmas song.
Love it. Yep. They heard that in Trader Joe's. That is just fantastic. Oh, that shows movement on the part of music programmers around the world. The song I was going to say is a guilty pleasure for me, is that Kelly Clarkson song, Underneath the Tree. I don't know what it is. It's in that last chorus when she hits that fucking note, goes up an octave, and just nails it. It just fills me with Christmas cheer.
Yeah. She might actually become, Mariah has one song, but Kelly Clarkson may be the queen songstress of Christmas now, because she's cranking them out like all the time.
Yeah, she's even trying to take over Christmas.
She even has a You Done Me Wrong Christmas song this year. What the hell is that one? Hold on a second. I have to look it up because it's so very country in a way in terms of its title.
Oh, Josh, I'm glad you could get back for the end of the podcast.
I'm sorry. My dog just fainted.
What?
Your dog fainted?
Yeah, and yes.
Wait, did you see it happen?
No, my wife did. That's why I had to run, because the dog was...
Oh, my gosh.
Do you need to go?
No, he has his heart is swollen.
Oh,
He's on meds, and he has something wrong with him where his heart is swollen. And what it does is it pushes up against all his other guts.
Yeah.
And then the guts push into his like esophagus.
And his heart, and
then,
can't function.
That, well, then is all, and he doesn't get enough oxygen. Then he passes out and faints. And he like fainted up against a dresser. So it made this big bonk. And then Cindy, like, she was just sitting there. She heard this big bonk. And then she turned around. And the dog's like passed out. And then when he snaps too, he just starts panting and breathing real heavy because his body's trying to recover from it. And so she was like, oh my God, he had done like a month ago. He had a bunch of spells like this and we took him to the doctor and that's what we figured out. And he got him on some meds. And this is the first time he's fainted since, but go ahead. You were going to say something funny, Annie?
we were just talking about delightful Christmas tunes. That's all.
No, but go ahead. I want to hear some witty thing. Go ahead. Come on. Come on. All right.
Man.
So do you need to go to the pet hospital now?
No. It's not right. We'll see.
It's not serious enough to go to the pet hospital, but it is enough to make me feel like shit. That's
which is perfect.
Exactly where it slots
exactly.
in.
Exactly. This is my present to you.
Larry, you were about to make a summary comment on Kelly Clarkson.
No, I was just talking about Kelly Clarkson as the new queen songstress of Christmas, but she does have a new song called... from like a brand new Christmas album this year, Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You.
Just You. Which, I heard that. Yeah.
Which incorporates, well, one, her own personal heartbreak, two, the cancel culture, and three, the Me Too movement. And it all kind of in one jaunty holiday spirit kind of song. Yeah. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I heard it on Coast 103.5. Hey, you want to hear something fucking crazy?
Of course you did.
We drove yesterday up to Ojai, right? Took the family up there, visited some friends.
You've been doing little jaunts off to Ojai quite a bit.
We're fond of Ojai. Well, we've got friends that were dear friends. Their children are friends with our children, and they moved.
Are they reindeer
to our school
friends?
And so forth?
Are they? See, it's a Christmas joke.
I think I'm going to faint against the dresser.
Because you're laughing so hard, you lose oxygen in your brain.
You see me on the ground going, just no.
Boy, these last few episodes do have a dark tinge to them, don't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
I've always said that Josh Fleeger has a big heart. I didn't realize it was an enlarged heart.
Yeah. That's not phlegm that you're hearing from all three of us. It's the death rattle of this podcast.
I love it. What was I saying? Oh, anyway, so we drive up to Ojai just for the day yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to go up there, hang out a little bit, do a little shopping at the fun stores, have some dinner, and then drive back. That's what we did. But we're up there driving down whatever that main street is, that main road.
I think it's called
down.
Main Street.
Is it Main Street? It might just
be.
I don't care. I'm just, if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. Lara says, oh, I wonder if we can still get the Christmas station. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? We're in Ventura. we're on the other side of the mountains. There's absolutely no way. There it is.
Really?
There it is playing. I don't want a lot for it. It's right there. It plays clear as a bell. Coast 103.5 in Ojai.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a crazy signal.
Yeah, it kind of comes
to a real radio station one day. that's astonishing. Honestly, God, the station I work for now, 88.5, you have hair dryers with more wattage than our tower.
It would be
I'm not shitting.
It'd be easier if you just used a megaphone. You just ran outside the corner with a megaphone and a boombox.
It is frustrating for me because I actually do enjoy listening to your station, but in the car, I mean, it's like I'm on the 405 and I know that Cal State Northridge is right over there and I'm still having trouble picking it up. I know that's not where the tower is.
I live like less than 2 or 3 miles away and I have problems getting it.
You know what you guys need to do? You need to use the handy app. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
you can stream it. Stream it right through the app, right to your dashboard.
Yeah, it's a little too much data effort. Issues. That's too much.
Yeah,
it's.
That means
I gotta put
some more things on my phone. I don't want to do.
God.
I do enjoy the station. I can usually get 1.5 songs out of it before I get frustrated and tune away to someone else.
Nice. But that portends well for my future there.
Yeah.
everybody else, get the app. You listen on the app. You listen on the app.
I listen on my desktop all the time.
We get the same credit for you listening on your app as we do if you're listening in your car. So last I checked,
you have more listeners online than you do in the car.
I know. It's pretty great.
Yep.
It's pretty great.
Yep.
I want to say that you're listening to the dulcet tones of Joshua J. Flicker.
Joshua K. Flicker.
That's right. And Larry, is it Larry?
Larry W. Morgan.
In
the morning.
is that what I said?
I don't know.
Well, you each got a package.
Yes,
yeah. Hold on, we have to determine who you are, because I can't believe we didn't talk about this last week, but I don't know quite. I mean, we've got a Zoom going, but that doesn't mean anything to me when it's possible we're either talking to Andy Chanley, or is it possible we're talking to Robot Andy Chanley?
Oh, God.
Bah, bah, God.
What?
Well, let's finish that out, by the way. I'm Andy Chanley, and Sam Farmer is on assignment.
Okay, Josh, if you can't do it right now, as soon as you get off this podcast, okay. I want everyone listening right now to pause and Google New York Post, Andy Chanley, Robot DJ. Just.
I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, do it right now.
He's not lying. Do you know that a friend of mine works in media placement? And he looked up using his
metric. I was going to say, my autofill says Andy Chanley Robot DJ shirt.
Oh,
so I don't know if somebody has made a shirt of this.
Are you already a t-shirt?
I don't know about that. Anywho, were you looking up shirts lately?
It's actually
a Reuters story, but the post that I saw kind of everywhere is actually from the New York Post website.
That story from Reuters was reprinted, according to my friend, in 142 publications around the world for a potential audience reach of over 3.9 billion people.
Correct. I may be a robot, but I still love to rock.
I want to read the headline from the New York Post.
I want it to be clear. I never said that, ever.
That radio DJ you hear might already be a robot. I should have pulled in some dramatic music on this. Andy Chanley, the afternoon drive host at Southern California's public radio station 88.5 KCSN, has been a radio DJ for over 72 years. And now, thanks to artificial intelligence technology, his voice will live on simultaneously in many places, which, this article says, is a nightmare for anyone who knows him.
Andy, can you do me a real quick? Do me a real quick favor and say no disassemble number 5.
What?
Can you say that for me? No disassemble number 5.
Wait, what movie is that from? Is that from Short Circuit?
Yes. Just say, scream no disassemble number 5 and run out of the room with your hands waving in the air.
And there is the quote, I may be a robot, but I still love... You're admitting you're a robot.
You are.
I may be a robot, but I still love to rock, says the robot DJ named Cat Daddy Andy, derived from artificial neural disc jock E. Oh, God, this is... That's not an anagram. That is a piece of shit, bullshit idea that somebody came up with. And there's your big old giant mug right there on that page. We're going to post this on the... what do you call this thing? Your artificial friend's Facebook page, so everybody can see it.
Wow. Sweet. I'm famous. Fellas.
Yep.
You each got a package this week. Yes. Do you have that package near your person?
Hold on. Let me grab my package. Hold on.
I've been holding my package since I got it.
Yeah, and here's my sweater, too.
Josh, your package was addressed to?
Mine was addressed to Joshua K. Flicker.
Oh, and by the way, you give me your address.
I gave you the...
No, you gave me your address. You didn't give me the apartment number.
I want you to prove that I did not do that. I would never...
Because I went back and I looked at... You texted me a while back. That's what I took it from. You texted me your address.
Did you look at the text or did you write it down from that text?
No, I looked at the text and I wrote it. I copied it directly from that.
Josh.
And so I get a call from UPS the other day of... hey, what apartment number? What unit number? I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to reach you. There's a UPS guy outside your house.
Anyway, Josh, you're going to have to scour the neighborhood to get the commemorative annual Chanley Christmas card.
Oh, no. Now I'm
How did you get the card to me last year then? Maybe if,
I don't know. Maybe your mail carrier is a little bit more on the ball than the UPS guy. Anywho, it made it there. Larry, yours is addressed to.
This sounds like a clarifier.
I gave you the correct. I gave you the correct. Droid.
No, what's the name it's addressed to?
Oh, I don't know. I took it out of the package. It's this. It came in a lovely Merry Christmas pouch.
I think it was Larry T.
Should
Morgan.
I take it out of the bag?
Yes. Oh, okay. Take it out.
Is this the big reveal? Are we ready?
This is the big reveal. Should one of you go first?
Now, the whole point here is that you were going to get us cat sweaters, which
that's right.
We made
that's right.
clear in no uncertain terms that was a terrible idea and a waste of David Headwall's money.
And let's take a step back for anybody that's just starting to listen now. And really, why would you?
Oh, this is a terrible time.
If you're starting to listen now, stop. Yeah. Go find something else.
Go back and listen to old episodes because that's a terrible idea too.
Exactly.
I mean, we didn't get good until like 2-3 weeks ago, we're shutting this thing down.
If this is your first one, go wrap gifts, make some cookies, do something else. You got better. There's better stuff to do than this.
We'll only break your heart at this point. Yeah. And so people should know that. This started with one of our listeners, David Headwall, making a ridiculous, embarrassingly generous donation to the program. And the two of you very generously deciding, you know what, Andy, you should have this. But I don't feel like I've had so much good fortune in my life that didn't feel right either. So we'll get to what we decided to do with the rest of it in a moment. But before anything else happened, it just seemed important that the two of you should have a Christmas sweater. And yes,
it only seemed important to you, apparently. you were the only one who thought this was a good idea.
Did you get one for yourself?
Oh, God. I knew I forgot something.
What? Exactly.
We were going to be matchy-matchy. What's wrong with you? I guess it's
how
up to us,
that?
Josh. I guess we get to custom design one for Andy.
Anywho.
You know what it's going to say? I may be a robot, but I still love to rock. Signed, Cat Dad.
Robot Daddy.
So good. Yes, Larry, getting back to where you were at in the evolution of things, I said cat sweaters because of Cat Daddy. And then Lara said, well, they're not cat people. They're dog people. Maybe they should be dog sweaters. And I said, you know what? That's exactly right. You're 100% right. I went looking for Christmas dog sweaters, and it turns out it was only sweaters for dogs. Of which they had many.
Which would have been acceptable in our house.
Would have been good probably for the both of you. Yeah. But I wanted to give something to you, not your pets. So I deviated from that plan, called an audible. But I found a couple of sweaters that I think will just light up your lives. And I think they're actually ones that you'll wear this holiday season.
Oh, interesting.
Larry, why don't you go first and unveil your sweater first?
All right. I want you to know that, knowing my wife, we're reusing this pouch. Absolutely. So somebody else is going to get this. All right. So it seems to be fairly substantial, good quality here. So I'm very impressed. It is a long-sleeved Merry Christmas from Daisy's Boutique. All right. Ooh. And here's my sweater. Ladies and gentlemen,
Describe
Andy Chanley has given me the greatest gift I've ever received in my life. It is a beautiful pastoral winter setting with mountains in the background, beautiful fir trees flocked with snow. Santa has his back to our view, and it looks as if in beautiful cursive writing that he has written the words Merry Christmas with his urine while peeing. That is spectacular.
And furthermore, I'm no doctor, but I think he's dehydrated.
Hey, also, I don't want to. If this is the front, I don't want to see the back. I don't want to see what is.
Okay, yeah, that's right. What's number two? Is what you're saying?
Or no, I don't want to see what's coming out the front.
Well, it's worse than dehydrated because it clearly took a lot of fluid to do this. So there's, I think, some other issues going on. I think maybe there's a little too much iron in his diet. I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? There's no like foot tracks in the snow, too. So he like had to put his back into it.
Well, yeah. He used a little Santa's magic, a little twinkle of the nose to set down in fresh powder. Oh, my God. That's spectacular. Spectacular. I will wear this for the rest of my life.
I'm going to wear this every 4th of July.
Honestly, I know, Larry, you'll wear that to work, won't you?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm wearing it. We're doing a little all-staff Christmas kickoff to our commercial-free Christmas on Christmas Eve. And this is part of the uniform, my friend.
I'm glad I will wear it on Christmas morning.
I will be wearing it the entire Christmas weekend.
You'll have to peel it off of him when he's done.
Spectacular.
Here's the good news. I think that might have been the lesser of the two sweats.
If you made me go first, that's what I'm thinking.
So Josh, it's your turn to unveil your Christmas sweater.
Got mine bag right here.
Yep.
I will be throwing my bag away. All right.
Whatever. Got another
bag.
It's
a nice black sweater, looks like.
Uh-huh. Is it from the same place, Andy?
No, different place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Similar reaction.
All right, so it's a black sweater, and it's got a picture of Iron Mike Tyson in the middle of it with a wreath, and it says, "A Merry Christmas." Spelled CHRITHMITH. A Merry Christmas.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Complete with the face tattoo.
Yeah, sure. This is an up to date present day, Mike. Nothing says happy holidays like former disgraced world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson.
Ear-biting Mike Tyson. Thank you so much, Andy.
Oh, you should both hold up your sweaters so I can take a screenshot of it. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if this works at all.
Okay. A little bit higher, Josh.
There you go.
Hold on. Wait for Larry.
All right.
Back up a little bit, Larry.
Can you see, read the lettering?
Get the golden lettering.
I think I got a good one.
Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Andy, this not only was an unexpected treat because of how delightful it was, but it's spot on. It's very thoughtful. You actually put some time and effort into this, which is something you rarely do. So thank you so much. For this.
Yeah, that's the most effort I put into anything I've ever done on this podcast. Josh, did I get anywhere close to a right size? Does it look like it's going to be something you can wear?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be swimming in it. It'll be great.
Well, you wouldn't tell me. He said, I said extra small.
I wanted it to be small. I want to show some of this.
I think the idea there was that he was going to give it to Owen. So I'm so glad that you actually didn't go with small. Owen's not walking around with a Mike Tyson.
The idea was that I thought for sure I was going to get a stupid cat sweater. And I'm like, well, if I'm getting a cat sweater, I'm putting it on one time and I'm going to make it burst off of my body.
I would like to see that.
I just wanted to. I wanted to explode off of me. But
well, Andy, in lieu of your own Christmas sweater, let's hear about your part of the deal here. Again, thanks to the generous contribution from David Headwall, one of our yaffers out there.
Yes. So what we did after I ordered these sweaters, that just took a small portion of the his generous donation. I then let the kids choose some toys for Children's Hospital LA and order those. And they just started arriving yesterday. We've got, and I don't know if I'm going to get all of these right. We got the complete set of like 10 or 12 Roald Dahl books, those chapter books, you know, James and the Giant Peach and the Witches and what else is Roald Dahl? It's failing me right now. All of his great books. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and all that kind of stuff. So we got that. Got a little doctor's kit. Viv picked out a little doctor's kit, you know, with the little kid stethoscope and all that kind of stuff. Very thoughtful gift for kids that are at a hospital and want to understand the things that are going on around them. Got the set of whose books are those? Oh, Peter Jackson books. We got a game of Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic.
Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic bubble. Trouble. you remember that commercial?
No.
Wow. That was one of the best performances you've ever given.
That was pretty fantastic. There's a game of Candyland, two games of Sorry because it's the greatest game ever. Three packs of Uno cards, a plushy dog, another game of Sorry, but it's Disney
called really
villain
sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, extremely sorry.
It's called I effed up Sorry.
It's an adult version. Yeah, exactly. Really fucking sorry.
Let's see. Oh, there's an X-Wing fighter Lego set.
Nice.
And another Lego set that I can't, it's too small for me to see what it is. Another set of books and, a snap circuit thing. So you can do little experiments. All of those toys and more. And those are on the way. But let me tell you something else that happened, Phil. And by the way, once again, thank you, David, for that. We're going to take all of these when they finally arrive. I think they come in the next couple of days. We'll take all of these and box them up and take them down to Children's Hospital. And we threw in a little extra to round it out to a nice big number. And we're excited about dropping those off at Children's Hospital. Can't wait for that. We know it's going to bring some smiles to some faces that wouldn't have as big a smile this holiday season. So a very cool thing he did. Something happened, though. Laura comes home. But all the kids come home. They all come home. I guess it was, I don't know, Thursday probably. And she comes home and I hear I'm busy at work. I can't get up immediately from what I'm doing. I'm talking to someone. I can't interrupt my meeting. I hear a knocking at the door, some commotion outside, but I don't realize what it is until I finish that call. And then I hear a knock on the door and it's Laura waiting outside the door. And she's just giving me the dirtiest look. She's just like glaring through me. And
I'm already digging this story.
She pushes past me into the office here and closes the door. And she says, "You ruined Christmas." I'm like, what are you talking about?
Now, admit it, Andy. This is not the first time you've told this story over the years.
It
just comes from different people.
Yeah. Different circumstances.
Insert most recent holiday. You ruined Valentine's Day. Arbor Day is screwed up because of you.
Yeah. Flag Day is off. Thanks. So here's what happened.
Yeah.
The day before, Vivian's number one wish from Santa was a Barbie dream house, which is great because when Laura was talking about should we buy this for her, she's texting me about it weeks ago and it autocorrects from Barbie's dream house to Barbie's steakhouse. I'm like, yeah, get her a steakhouse. That sounds great.
They've expanded the Barbie world. They've actually made them, you know, entrepreneurs. They, you know, women who start their own businesses. I think it's very important for young ladies to
Barbie's IHOP.
Yeah. It's the Australian version of Barbie's steakhouse. Yeah. You put a Barbie on the
God. That's please.
You see where I went?
See how you ruined Christmas?
You totally my terrible reindeer joke. Thank you for saving
not
me.
Only because did that, you, not only did you ruin her Christmas, you just ruined mine, Andy. Thanks.
Yeah. Me too. Joke.
Yeah.
God. So anyway, this thing arrives like Wednesday night or something. And it's like dropped off at 7 o'clock by, Amazon or UPS, whoever it was. And they have it like down at the end of the driveway, unboxed. Like it's in its own box, what? Right?
So I go out. Oh, my God.
That literally says,
it says Barbie's Dream. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, shit. So I go out there and I take it. I take it from the guy. I'm like, hey, can you walk a few feet to the right now? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. So he walks where the car is obscuring it. I take it from him and I just leave it outside, behind the car until the kids go to sleep. And then I go back out later and I take it and I spirit it away back to my office and I put it in my office. And I was busy with other things. So I just shoved it in there, closed the door. There are curtains on the doors. I didn't think anybody would see this. Well, come to find out, Vivian had come home and she ran out to the office and was peeking through the window, peeking through the crack there. And she sees the words on the edge of the box, Barbie's Dream House. And she goes, I got a Barbie Dream House. And she's going ape shit about it. So, fuck.
Not anymore, you don't. Send it back.
That was Santa's thing. Right. That was Santa's big reveal. That's what
Christmas
she
morning.
Asked for Santa for. That's the only thing in the letter. That's it. I ruined Christmas. So here's the dastardly plan.
There's nothing that says Christmas like a dastardly plan. Go ahead. Rub your little hands together, Scrooge. Go ahead.
I want to say in order to preserve the innocence and Christmas spirit of Santa.
Uh-huh.
We can't just give her the thing because we don't have anything that tops
Make
that.
Make her earn it.
Here's what's going to happen, apparently.
Uh-huh. This was not your idea.
No, this is not what I wanted. Well, okay.
This is Laura saving Christmas.
I go to Laura. I'm like, could we do this? Could we also give... how much did the Barbie Dream House cost? She said, $70. I said, well, I don't love the hit. I mean, it's a lot, but it's a great cause. Why don't maybe we give that to Children's Hospital too, with everything else that we're taking? She sees us give it to them.
Yes, she'll be super disappointed. Then, yes.
Well, I understand there will be a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But what we're teaching is a little bit of
a deep seated resentment towards sick kids.
Exactly.
I hate sick children. For the rest of my life, I will avenge
that kid's so lucky.
But then Santa gets to deliver it on Christmas Day. It's been replaced already. There's another one on the way, and that one is going to be given to Children's Hospital. It wasn't until after she placed the order for this, and I see some texts.
Two Barbie houses sitting in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she sees them both.
I get two Barbie Dream Houses. Yeah. Oh my God! Here's the thing: we just got to keep them separate, right? No, that was the same one you saw.
As an entrepreneur, Barbie has also bought a complete block of condos that she's flipping.
Well. So that's the story. It wasn't until after Laura ordered the thing, she was like, oh, thank God, I got one. I found one. I was worried they were sold out. We got one that's on the way. Then I find out it's not $70.
That's $170.
Put a one in front of that. Like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So real estate prices
have gone up in the last year.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's pretty
expensive. It's all right.
It'll be
worth like $185 in a couple months.
So what I've realized is that Laura was 100% right. I did fuck up Christmas.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did ruin it.
Well, here's the good news.
I did. I ruined it for me.
Well, no, but here's the good news. You, Christmas morning, get to whip out a little bit of that Andy Chanley spirit and build a little house in the living room, right? So you can build this little house. You can put French drains on it. You can check to see the gutters. If you don't like the front steps, just get rid of them. You put brand new ones on there. It'll be great. You can leave the actual like Halloween lights up around it too, because it's around Christmas time, right? Don't you usually leave those up year round?
Uh-huh.
It looks great.
Are you done?
They have Barbie sheds.
By the way, the Barbie Auto Pavilion, is not included. You're going to have to go for that.
You can get like a little Barbie van and put a bed and a shower in it, and a little toilet, and Barbie and Ken can go camping with all the kids.
The Barbie above ground pool, and it's overflowing as she comes out for Christmas morning.
Yeah. You could get like a little Barbie studio and put little mice up in the rafters.
All right. He's frustrated. He's frustrated with us. I don't know why. He's not in the Christmas spirit now. Yeah. You typhus really did Barbie. Ruin Christmas.
Exactly.
Typhus outbreak Barbie.
Typhus outbreak
Barbie. Oh, by the way, come home last night from Ojai. I go to the front door, walk in the house, go to the kitchen, and I turn on the back porch light. There are two giant possums right at the door eating the cat food. No wonder we got typhus. I mean, we deserved it. I feel like...
Yeah, flea-laden possums back there.
Yeah. Yep. Fun.
How's the boy? Is everything all right? I forgot to give him a mask.
He's 100%. Okay, he's 100%. He came back home the Friday before we did the last one, and he went back to school this past Monday. The whole week, he was pretty low energy, you know, like really running out of gas Monday, Tuesday. But by like Wednesday, Thursday, he was annoying again in the evening. That was the barometer. He must be normal. Yeah.
You think there's any chance he opened the door and thought, oh, man, I don't want a Barbie dream house. This Christmas is going to suck. So you ruined two Christmases with one Barbie house.
Three. Anyway. Hey, I got to tell you something. You mentioned doing home improvement projects. Yeah. I know in jest, I'm still laughing inside.
We just mock because we're jealous, right, Josh?
That must be it.
Andy,
that must be
is there something you would like to talk about in home improvement?
I would. Thank you for asking.
Okay, go for it,
man. Josh, calls and emails we need to get?
We do.
To?
We got to get to. We got to get
out of time.
We got to get to it. But I got to tell you something, Josh, and I don't want to sour you on one of your guys. But I think for big things, I might have just fired one of my guys.
Who?
You know, we talk about when you have a project around the house, you need a guy. Yep. If you need an electrical thing, you need a guy. Well, for plumbing, I've had a guy for quite some time.
Let's not mention him by name.
We won't.
He's my guy too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the thing, and I will say this. I won't say that, but I will say this. He came and said, "I can't fix that," and said, "I'll tell you what. No charge. I'm not going to take it. I can't take any of your money." Right. I'm like, wow, that's really nice. And he's a great guy, really wonderful guy. And I gave him some money anyway, just for, you know, his trouble for coming over and checking the thing out. But I was thinking about it. It's a leaky shower. And I'm thinking, how is that possible that it can't be fixed? I think that's something that could be fixed. And I started watching videos. And the more videos I watched, the more Bob Vila said it's possible. So I thought, I think it's fucking possible. Now, I may get knee deep in this and find out that I'm fucked and have to hire somebody.
That's a factor,
and it's going to cost hundreds of dollars. And the problem is, once you're knee deep in it, what that means is you've turned off the water to your house and you've taken out stop valves. And there's no water in your house anymore. No toilets. No sinks.
And there's
nothing.
There's no putting it on the back burner till next weekend when you have time.
It's like you have an emergency, you have an after hours time and a half emergency on your hands. So I had to weigh those factors, but I don't know. I took out one of those valves with a special tool that I just had. I guess my dad gave it to me or something. I don't know. I'm like, how do I have this tool? So I use the special tool to get it out of there. And I look at it and I'm like, I think they sell these. I think I can go to the store and get one of these valve stems. I think I can fix this. So I take out the other one and I take them to the store. And I sure enough find the exact same parts with the same markings on them and everything, and I bring them
home. And I would like our the show librarian to find this for
me. The archivist?
Yes. But I do believe one or twice in this the run of this show, you have said that you would not dabble with plumbing.
I said that.
Yes. A specific job. You said yes. You didn't want to get in there. Yes.
I said that.
You
and said, that's why I called a guy. And the guy said, ooh, that's above my pay grade. But somehow I just felt like, I think this is doable. I think that you're just afraid of the risk involved here.
There's some serious toxic masculinity just oozing out of him right now.
Here's what we don't know, Larry. We don't know what was going on in the background. There could have been kids going nuts or something like that. And he's like, I would much rather dive into this plumbing than actually go out.
I suspect this came minutes after he was told by Laura that you have ruined Christmas. He was like, oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to save it now with my manly plumbing tool.
Here's what happened, Larry. So she goes out into the middle of her studio, tells him he ruined Christmas. He grabs a wrench, walks in, smacks the shower head, and goes, you know what? I got to fix this now. I'll be right back. And then leaves for a couple hours. That's exactly what happened.
No, I fixed the shower before I ruined Christmas, just to get the timeline straight. All right. But anywho, I did it. I replaced all, and I put the little pipe dope on the seat and on the valve and tightened down and put everything in there and put the escutcheons back on. And put new knobs back on.
Someone's been doing a little plumbing reading lately.
It works so fucking well. I'm thinking about being a plumber.
Are you the guy now? You're the guy.
I might be the guy.
You're your own guy. You could be our guy.
Yeah. I became the guy.
I'm going to call you when I have sewage problems.
Hey, you got a problem with your shower? I am more than happy to take the risk and roll the dice on the pipes in your wall.
You guys got a problem with Christmas? It's going too well? Let me shut over my buddy. He'll ruin it for you real quick. He's good at it.
he can deal with the poop in any way you want. He can poop on Christmas, or he can get the poop flushed on Christmas, which either way you want to go.
I was pretty proud of myself.
Well, you should be.
I rose above.
You know what happened? You know what I got to do? I got to get all new vents, all new venting in my place.
Oh, new ducts?
Yeah, all new duct work.
Oh, really?
Coming tomorrow to do a quote right after we just bought a car too. So it's like now I got to buy two cars.
At least you didn't buy two Barbie dream houses. Set you back.
We have the same two clowns, I think, for that kind of work.
They gave me a price, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna have someone else come else and look at it. Yeah. I was like, the number you gave me, I'm like, nah.
We're talking about, you know what we're talking about? It's not, they're not going to put in, it's not going to be steel.
No, I know.
It's going to be those
dryer vents,
flexi tubes. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like the arms on that. Well, the thing that I'm robot from Lost in Space. It's those.
Hey,
things.
Don't you disparage robots there, huh?
Yeah, your robot overlord is not going to like your like your attitude here.
I can say those words. You guys can't, right?
We would never.
I can say that because I am one of them. I can use the R word. The two of you just can't. All right, hey, we do have Larry. You're so right. We have plenty of phone calls and not heaps of time. Should we get to these?
How many you got?
1, 2, 3. I've got 6 of them.
What?
Yeah, one of them is super short.
Okay. Why don't we start?
All right, let's get going. I think we need to get to them because I think it looks like that last one is pertinent to what we've been talking about here. So, all right, I'm going to get started here. By the way, the phone number, should you want to use it for the next couple of weeks, is 626-657-6428. 626-657-6428 or amok. PM.
Pat.
All right. This first one coming from the 714 area code first. Before I do this, so I don't look like a dumbass, I'm going to increase my volume. And here we go.
Gentlemen, this is Richard from Orange County. Love the show. Sorry to hear that you're going to be leaving the air. Andy, great to hear you beat your lymphoma. But we're never going to find out if you buy that Mercedes van and put that toilet in it that Josh can crap in. Larry, if you could do me a favor, if you're subbing for Gary and Lisa over Christmas, please don't play Feliz Navidad or 99 Loof Balloons. Don't know how that song ever got into anyone's playlist.
Wow.
And Josh, did you buy a grill, 3 or 4 burner? And the only other thing I can think of or ever remember about you, Josh, is you telling the story about crapping at your dad's house in the basement on the toilet. Gentlemen, and thanks for all you've done. Bye.
We all actually have that tattooed into our, our memories. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing it just with his dad standing feet away.
I did get a 3-burner grill. Thanks for asking.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. We talked about
that. Oh, good. Car, grill, venting, your Christmas Christmas shopping done already. You,
Mr. Moneybags over here.
I'm telling you, man.
By the way, Richard really put a fine point on it in my mind when he was talking about me putting a toilet in a Mercedes. I've never thought about it quite like that.
We've never actually made that connection. Yeah,
I got to get a Mercedes and put a toilet in it.
I mean, those Germans think of everything, don't they?
here we go. Moving on.
Gentlemen, this is Todd from South Bay. Man, I'm really sad that you guys are calling it quits. If you remember, I started from episode number 1 sometime around midsummer, and I caught up. Now I'm waiting every week for a new episode, and it just breaks my heart. I guess you guys got to do what you have to do. Quick about me, I guess I never really gave you any background. I live in the South Bay. I work out of Pico Rivera, and last night I had Mexican food from one of my favorite places. It's called El Amigo. It's in Lawndale, but they have 3 locations in the South Bay area. I had the pork, and the pork always messes my stomach up. Today I'm in Arvin, and I'm at a TA truck stop because I finished my delivery, and I'm trying to get the hell out of Arvin. And, wow, I didn't eat any ice cream last night, so I ate the spicy chili. Anyway, I'm going to give you a truck horn from Arvin, and I'm going to try to give you a lot of truck horns from a lot of places over the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks. Because I know you guys are going to be gone, and I don't want you guys to miss it. So here you go, Arvin. That was Arvin, California right there. That's all the truck horn sounds like in Arvin, California.
Wow. Nice.
Very nice.
Thank you, Todd.
Wow.
Appreciate that.
That was a lot to take in right there.
What did you share,
Larry? Don't look at it yet.
Don't look at it. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right, let's move on to this. Oh, this is a short one. Let's have a listen.
Are we supposed to be hearing something?
Yeah.
I think so. Strange.
Andy, you've ruined Christmas.
Ruined this podcast.
This one might be corrupted, gentlemen. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Let's play now.
Todd from SoCal. I just stopped and take a lunch. I'm in Neenach, or maybe Neenach. Who knows? Neenach.
Keep coming.
Later.
All right.
So it's Todd. He is making the rounds through Central California.
Right. We should get
his horns.
4 or 5 more of those from Todd.
We've got one more. Right, you ready for this? All right. Here we go.
It was right around this time that Highway Patrol pulled him over and slapped him in the county jail for disrupting traffic and disturbing the peace.
That's awesome.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. This is the next one. Let's get this going.
Hey, Andy, Larry, and Josh. This is Dave Cohen. Just wanted to call and say that I think giving to the Children's Hospital is a great idea. I fully concur, and I'm so happy that you're able to pay it forward and pass it on to kids who definitely deserve a better slice of life. And, Andy, I mean, I got to tell you, after all the crap you've been through and to come out with an attitude of gratitude, man, you are an inspiration. Anyway, thanks again. I'm glad things are working out. Your son's better. And let's rock on. All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Nice. That's our good friend David Hedwall.
That was him. Awesome.
That's the guy right there.
Thank you again. Thank you very much.
But an inspiration, David?
Yeah, I was going to say, you went a little too far there.
Did you hear that he ruined Christmas?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know if you still feel that way.
By the way, I just had another scan on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The cancer image fainter and fainter.
Oh,
sweet.
Nice.
Very nice.
Going in the right direction. So thank you for that, David, and thanks for the well wishes for the boy. That's fantastic. Yeah, it's so generous. And this is, once again, this is not our donation to Children's Hospital. This is David's. So good on you.
On behalf of Yaffers everywhere, David,
yes,
we appreciate
and,
you guys.
And David, those sweaters are your donation. I am merely a messenger.
You're the conduit through which the beautiful spirit of the holiday season flows, despite what your wife may think.
Yeah. Thank you for your Christmas gift.
It's, you know what, it's a gift for your kith and kin.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Okay, one last call here. Let's do this one here.
Hey Yaffers, Dave here. Hey, I just wanted to call before you guys hit show number 249 and just give you my thanks for all that you guys have done for the past 4 years. It's been a real hoot. We've all laughed together. We've all cried together. I've gotten to know Low Energy Mike, George from Long Beach, and Trucker Joe like their family. And I'm going to miss you all. Going to miss having that Thursday podcast. But I wanted to especially thank Andy because he inspired me to pick my guitar back up and learn how to play better. So over the past few months, I've been able to sit back and practice. I've gone and done scales and solos and all kinds of good stuff. So what I wanted to do right now is, if I can, since you guys are almost done with these series of shows, is go ahead and give you a little sample of what I've learned. So with that said, here we go.
Fantastic. Oh, my God.
It was a hard one. It took me about 2 months. But I learned it from this book that I got at the local TGNY. It was a book entitled Neil Young's Gorgeous Guitar Solos. And that solo was from the intermediate difficulty section. So I'm going to take about another 6 months and go on to the advanced section of the book and learn the two-note guitar solo. But I'll save that for episode 250.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Hold on, calls. We have a winner. Thank you. It was a long way to go to get there, but well worth the journey. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Dave, for that. You asshole.
Just think of how many musicians have listened to this podcast and listened to you play and go, ugh, I gotta get better. I gotta do that better.
Yeah.
So you
maybe Andy should
so
take
many.
Some inspiration to try and play better. I don't know.
You heard who what songbook he got?
Yes. I'm on the podcast, Andy.
Okay. I just
called headphones. I can hear everything you're saying and everything.
It was hurtful. That hurt my heart.
I thought it was a brilliant piece of well-crafted comedy, for that matter. Yeah.
It is, and that's why it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 626. Lose it, Dave. Is 626.
No, he dropped the mic. He don't need to call back.
626-657-6428 if you want to call the Yaff line. Larry, was there anything in the Yaff sack that you'd like to share?
Yes. Santa's Yaff sack is once again a bulging. Thank you to Maria Granito, who wrote, "The end is nigh." And she says, "Hi, Andy, Larry, Josh, and maybe most importantly, Aaron. I am beyond sad that you are ending this podcast. It is literally my highlight of the week. I'm one of those silent listeners, quiet but ever faithful. What can we do to make you all change your minds? Money, beer, beef jerky, the Steelers or Colts winning the Super Bowl?"
Oh, yeah, I don't know about the Colts.
Man.
Yeah,
well,
the reason why I say most importantly Aaron is that I'm wondering, hoping that Aaron or Andy or some other smart human will save the entirety of this podcast to archive.org. Mark and Brian radio podcast, broadcast, Mark and Linda's podcast, and Mark's cool stories in music live there, and I think Yaff should live there forever as well. I couldn't bear the thought that this comedy gold disappear forever.
Well, I fully believe it'll be in the National Archives soon enough.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the phone call.
Maria, just so you know, there is no reason for us to take it down. It will live in the podosphere on all these other places forever. And until Andy just decides to just cancel the account, or Robot Andy decides that it is a poor reflection on him.
Robot Andy joins the Matrix and decides that he no longer needs this.
Meanwhile, I sent you guys an image. This comes from Gary Parker. Hey, guys, I saw this in a bin at a resale store. I don't know Andy had recorded a CD. And you guys want to pull up that image real quick so that you can
I'm
see.
I'm trying to. How do I do that?
Just click on it. You want to describe it, Andy?
It is a four-piece.
Wait, is that Martin Sheen?
It is a four-piece, I guess, vocal group. I don't know. There's no way of knowing.
I would think so. Yeah.
They're all wearing matching white suits
and fedoras. And
white fedoras that are fuzzed out, in the picture to, like Vaseline on the lens to kind of glow with, in the background, a nondescript cityscape, and then in huge letters in like Stray Cats font, it says Cat Daddy. That's the name of this band, Cat Daddy.
That dude in the middle looks like Martin Sheen. It looks like the West Wing.
That is pretty amazing. This band, I'm anxious to hear them now. That is glorious, though. That's fantastic. That's,
and David Headwall continues to contribute to the podcast with his T-shirt design for, in perfect... perfect timing, David, to give us the T-shirt design for your artificial friends. That's the second image I sent you. A chance to revamp an idea I had for a Yaff T-shirt design based on a story Andy told over the summer.
Yeah, so I got this one, too.
Yeah, you forwarded it to me. It is a kiddie pool in the middle of a driveway, overflowing with the Your Artificial Friends logo to the top left, and, of course, our beloved slogan, just the right amount of stupid. David, thank you again for all your contributions.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Also, if anybody does want to pass along. Oh, and we also all got invites from Jeremy
to
the Magic Castle.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Going.
Jeremy.
We're gonna take going.
I'm gonna take advantage of that, and I've never been there. Never been to the Magic Castle because you know why? Nobody's ever fucking invited me before.
Wow, that's fantastic! Oh, you'll love it. You'll absolutely love it.
Sounds
my
like
favorite
a blast.
Part. My favorite part is the like in the hallway. You know, the card players, the card trick, and the
exactly.
little,
when you're just like walking those around guys are, when you're just new around.
It's super fun.
Can't
that's
wait.
Great.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yaffsack email, if you want to get him in now, while you can, yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. We appreciate, there are so many that have been coming in lately. I can't respond to them all, but they are read, they are seen, they are appreciated.
Gentlemen, what's the T-minus?
Well, after today, after this episode, we have two more.
We need like
Well, of course, two more before the big giant anniversary 250.
So I can make like my artificial friends advent calendar. I only need three things now. I just get like three cans of beer, just every week.
Is that what's in the calendar?
I'm just gonna buy three cans of beer. Just drink one every Saturday.
Like I don't need a lot. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
You have ruined Christmas yet again. Just doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. Larry, how can people get a hold of you if they want?
You can find me on Facebook. You can check out my Instagram at the Larry Morgan. And you can hear me every night on K-Earth 101 in Los Angeles. Hey, if you're down there in San Diego, check it out at Sunny 98.1. And, of course, if you can't pick me up in either of those places, even though we have a mighty powerful signal that covers all of Southern California from top to anus. I don't know. Odyssey app is.
I've been to Anus before. It is not a Anus, nice California.
Hey, yeah. Todd, if you could, let us hear your horn in Anus, that would be amazing. Anus,
that'd be great.
What about you, Andy? Oh, wait.
Don't worry about me. Just
who's
go
the other guy,
Andy.
Josh? All right.
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com.
Love it. I'm on the social medias. I'm on there on Facebook at DJ Andy Chanley on. What's the other one? Twitter at Andy _Chanley and Instagram at Andy Chin.
Okay.
Thanks, fellas.
So that's it.
When, yeah, just two more.
Well, it's almost
that's
it.
That's it.
That's it.
When the people that you know don't like you and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Just think of how many musicians you just inspired to pick up a
guitar and
be
there.
Like,
yeah, sure.
To learn how, I want to learn how to play this right.
I want to do it the right way.
I want to learn how to play better than that guy.
I feel like somebody needs to.
Yeah. See, sorry. You are an inspiration,
exactly.
Andy. No matter what everyone else tells you.
Thanks, guys. All right. Hey, I'd like to stay in chat, but I got to go buy another Barbie Steakhouse.
You're the Eddie the Eagle of guitar playing.
why don't you just send the robot to do it?
I don't like you either. Either one of you. I don't like you anymore.
Why can't robots play guitar?
I'm saying goodbye. I'm saying goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Wow.